On hearing this, the river darkened to the heart with rage. He cast about for ways to halt prodigious Achilles's feats of war and keep death from the Trojans. Meanwhile, the son of Peleus took his spear and bounded straight for Asteropaeus, burning to kill this son of Pelagon, whom the broad river Axius had fathered on Perabea, eldest of the daughters of Acasamenus. Whirling, deep-running river that he was, Axius loved her. And now Achilles made for Asteropaeus, who came up from the stream bed to confront him, holding two spears. And Xanthus, in his anger over all the young men dead, cut down by Achilles pitilessly in the stream, gave heart to this contender. As they drew near, the great runner and prince was first to speak. "Who are you, soldier? Where do you come from, daring to challenge me? Grief comes to all whose sons meet my anger." Pelagon's brave son replied, "Heroic son of Peleus, why do you ask my birth? I am a native of rich farmland, Paeonia. Paeonies are the spearmen I command. Today the 11th dawn came up since I arrived at Ilion. My line began, if you must know, with Axius, mover of beautiful water over land, who fathered the great spearman Pelagon, and Pelagon is said to have fathered me. But now again to battle, Lord Achilles." That was his prideful answer. Then Achilles lifted his Pelian ash. His enemy, being ambidextrous, cast both spears at once and failed. With one he hit Achilles' shield, but could not pierce it, for the gold plate held the god's gift. With his other spear he grazed the hero's right forearm. Dark blood ran out, but craving man-flesh still, the spear passed on and fixed itself in earth. In turn, Achilles, putting his heart into the cast to bring down Asteropaeus, rifled his ash-wood spear. He missed him, hitting the high bank of the river, where the long shaft punched into half its length. The son of Peleus, drawing sword from hip, lunged forward on his enemy, who could not with his big fist work the spear loose. Three times he tried to wrench it from the arching bank, three times relaxed his grip, then put his weight into a fourth attempt to break the shaft and bent it. But Achilles closed and killed him with a sword stroke. Near the navel he slashed his belly. All his bowels dropped out, uncoiling to the ground. He gasped, and darkness veiled his eyes. Upon his chest Achilles mounted and then bent to strip his armor, gloating, "This way you'll rest. It is rough work to match yourself with children of Lord Zeus, river's offspring though you are. You claimed descent from a broad river. Well, I claim descent from Zeus Almighty. My begetter, lord over many Myrmidons, was Peleus, the son of Aeacus, a son of Zeus.